Yeah, but he said, middle of the Amud over here on Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes the statement of Abaye. Amar Abaye, Amakadish b'milva ain't a mekudeshes. A statement seen earlier from later on in Daf Mem Zayin, but this is where it first appears, is that Amakadish b'milva ain't a mekudeshes. What does it mean, Amakadish b'milva? Rashi says, the Amar hiskachi li b'milva shel v'sicha, I loaned you money. Meaning the woman owes money to the man. So he says, I'll be mekadesh you with the loan, your outstanding loan. Eini mekudeshes, dekicha misdei Ephron, meaning they have midi b'shas kiddushin. He has to give her something. Umilva lo hitza nitna. The money is already gone. She spent it already. Ukvar hein shela. The money is already hers. Umas acherim hi chayeves lo. The money that she's going to pay him back is not going to be the original coins or bills that he gave her. It's going to be a different one. Because the ones that he gave her are already gone. She's effectively giving her nothing for Kiddushin, and you have to provide her with something at the time of Kiddushin, and the original money is gone. But, Behanas Milva Mikudeshes. If he is Mekadesh with the Hanas Milva, then the Kiddushin is valid. Va'asalasas ken mipnei haramas ribis. But you're not allowed to do that because it looks like ribis. So, hi hanos milva hechidami. What is this hanos milva that we're discussing? What is it? That the kiddushin is valid, but you're not supposed to do it because of haramas ribis. Hechidami, igaim ad azakba. If it's azakba, what's azakba? Da amar lo arba b'chamisha. He said it wasn't a regular loan for, you know, zuzim, and she'll pay back 4 zuzim. He lent her 4, and she was supposed to pay back 5. And then he says, you know, with that extra zuz that you were supposed to pay me back, I'll be mekadesh you with that extra ribis. So he lent her 4, she was supposed to pay back 5. The 5th one, he says, don't pay me back. Keep that for kesef kiddushin. So the Gemara says, haribis ma'al yisahu. First of all, that's not haramas ribis. That's not that it looks like ribis. Das heist ribis. That is ribis. Va'od hainu milva. It's the same as the milva. It's money that's already gone. That she already spent, so what have you accomplished? It's the same as Hamekadesh b'milva. That cannot be what the second statement of Abai was referring to. Loi tzricha, da'arvach lazimna. No, no. On the original loan, instead of saying to her, keep the money and use it as a kesef kiddushin, he says to her, I'll give you an extra month to pay back. Don't pay me back in September, pay me back in December. And with that hana, that you get an extra few months to pay me back, that should be your kesef kiddushin. Look at Rashi. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. Loi tzricha da'arvach lazimna. Hava asai. He increases the length, the term of the loan. Va'amala hiskachi ba'ana zu. Shim hayisa noisenes pruta la'adam. Shif hayseni okach. She said, you would have paid a pruta to someone who could convince me to delay collection of the loan for 2 months. So instead of paying that pruta to that other individual, give it to me. As a kesef kiddushin, in lieu of kesef kiddushin, and then says Rashi, "Afilu agar nata loy dami klal." That's not really the same as ribis. Ribis is typically something that's negotiated at the beginning of the loan, 4 zuzim, and you'll pay me back 5. That's real ribis. Ribis that's you know in the middle of the loan, I get some side fringe benefit, or I you know extend the loan for some other fringe benefit. That's haromas ribis. V'loi ribis gomer, says Rashi, d'loi katz l'midi. First of all, there's no amount. V'loi midi shakum, you know, he didn't take anything from her. So that's not real, classical, typical ribis. So the Gemara says, you're mekudeshes, if he extends the term of the loan, you shouldn't do it, it's haramas ribis. But then Rashi continues, v'kol shekein, imachala koha milva, if he forgives the entire loan, v'amala iskachili banos mechilazu, I'll be mekadesh me with that hanoah, that I forgave the loan, the hashta hudikayohev lo hach pruta the hanos milva. Says Ryan, Rashi's really splitting hairs. Rashi says, if I say to her, in the enjoyment that you receive for me forgiving the loan, be makadish me, use that as kesef kiddushin. Rashi says, that's valid. Avaki makadish lo be'ikar hamos. When did the Gemara first say, hanos, the makadish milva, enim kudesh? I say, you know that money that I gave you 6 months ago, and did you have to pay me back? Use that as the kesef kiddushin, mazel tov. Yeah, that you can't do. That money's gone. Lo midi yehevlo shekfarhim bershusa v'hem shalom. That money is already hers. So Rashi interpreted the Gemara as kind of really splitting hairs by saying, "Makadesh b'mil v'ene mekudesh as I say there. If you makadesh me, you know, please be makadesh me with that money that I gave you 6 months ago. That's ene mekudesh. But if I extend the term of the loan, there's a benefit to her. Or I say to her, I'll forgive the entire loan. And that itself is a form of benefit to her. It brings her a sense of enjoyment, relief, whatever, that she doesn't have to pay back the loan. I say, be mekadesh me with that extra enjoyment you just received, then the kiddushin is valid. So there's a difference between hanos milva and milva itself. That's what Abaye means by hanos milva. The hanos of extending the loan or forgiving the loan as opposed to the coin, as opposed to the cash itself. And that's how Rashi learns the Gemara as well on Daf Mem Zayin Med Aleph. We've seen it before. Well, we'll see it again, just because we're learning the sugya itself now. On Daf Mem Zayin Med Aleph, the Gemara quotes the statement of Rav. Interesting point. Why does the sugya appear twice? It's exactly the same statement. Why does one appear in the name of Abai, one in the name of Rav? It's a good question. Amar Rav, maybe when we get to the second parak, we'll discuss that. HaMekadesh B'milva Eina B'Kudeshes Milva Loitzon Itna. Same statement as Abaye. Mekadesh b'milva ain't mekudeshes because the money is gone. Says Rashi that the cash is gone. Halo v'roshay lo itziya b'itza v'ainu chayv lamida b'iska v'kevin lo itzan in a havelo kidida v'lo yhev lamida. He didn't give her anything. But that's the cash itself. What if he would be mekadesh with the hanah of forgiving the loan or hanah of extending the loan? Then it would be, the kiddushin would be valid. It's only when he tries to use the money itself as kesef kiddushin, but the side benefit or the fringe benefit or the, you know, the enjoyment of forgiving the loan, that can be used as kesef kiddushin, as a kind of shove kesef ki kesef. This concept that Rashi over here created of using some sort of enjoyment or benefit as shove kesef to create kiddushin really is based upon a Gemara, a concept that appears in the Gemara, Daf Samach Gimel Med Aleph. But if you flip a few blot after Mem Zayin Med Aleph to Samach Gimel Med Aleph, it's a larger sugi there, but three lines down in the wide lines, first word in the line is Shav Imi Betzavsa. The Gemara quotes a brisa, V'oi Tanya, Shav Imi Betzavsa. She says to him, sit with me as a companion, V'kadish Lecha, and I will marry you. Or she says, Schoik Lefonai. She says, make a few jokes. The guy has a good sense of humor, a comedian. Says, you know, make me laugh. Rekai the fun, I or dance before me. Asa kedimos hazeh, or make a building for me. It's a few opinions in Rashi what this means. Do something else for me. So shaman, im yesh bei shavapruta, if the service that he provides for her normally would sell for a shavapruta mekudeshes, vim lav in a mekudeshes. If his services would not normally sell for a shavapruta, he's not that funny. So then he's not that good of a dancer. No one would pay him a shavapruta to do that. Then the kiddushin is no good. But if the guy can get a shavapruta, you know, he'd stand in the street corner. Someone would throw something at him for doing what that, you know, that's money, not eggs or, you know, things like that. They throw cash at him for doing that activity. Then the kiddushin can be valid. So you see from that Gemara that a service or a hana, some sort of benefit, can serve as shava kesa for kiddushin. And that's what Rashi says. Is our Gemara as well. Hanas milva means you forgave the loan. Not that I'm being mekadesh you with the cash that you already had, that you can't do that, money's gone. But the enjoyment you receive from being moichel the loan, or the enjoyment you receive from extending collection of loan. Yeah. Yes? Okay. That shita's Rashi. The Rambam, Rabbi Yisai, disagrees. Everyone understands mekadesh b'mil v'ein mekudesh as means with the previous loan, the outstanding loan. But what is the case of hanas milva that is mekudeshes, but you shouldn't do it because of haramas ribas? So Rashi said that, again, that means extending collection of the loan, extending the term of the loan, or for the enjoyment of forgiving the loan, which is all based on schoik refonai, rekoi lefonai, some sort of other benefit. But look at the Rambam. Perek hei hilchasich salach tezvav, says the Rambam. Hamakadesh ba'anas milva hareza mekudeshes. We know that. That's the Gemara. What is the case, though? Ketzad. He lends her now 200 zuz. If he says to her, you know, let's say a typical loan is 30 days. And he says to her, you know what, I'm not going to give you the typical term I would give most of my clients, most of my customers. I'm going to extend your loan, before he hands her the check, before he gives her the cash, the suitcase of cash. He says, I'm giving it to you, you're going to have to pay it back, but I will give you an extended grace period to pay me back. And I'm only doing that for you in lieu of marriage. You give me your hand in marriage. That is Mekudeshes, but wow, does that look like Ribbis, you know? I'm going to give you extra time, but guess what? You're giving me Kiddushin in return. So it looks like Ribbis, not necessarily real Ribbis. She didn't give him anything necessarily, tangible, but it looks like Ribbis. So then that's called Hanas Milvan is Mekudeshes, yeah.
So how do you know what an extended period of time is? That's based on we said that if there was some guy and he normally gave every client 2 days and he's giving you a week, fine. But was it really?
Or she negotiates. He says, "I'll give you a year." She says, "I really need two." Fine, then marry me. That's what's going on.
Okay. Something that has to be signed.
Yes. Correct. He says, "Sharviach lechabim milva." I'll give you extra or more, either than I would typically do or I was planning on doing.
Because the question is going to be: was there really such an individual that would typically lend? Because you never get anything in return, so why would you ever do that?
Because it's a mitzvah im kesef talvez
ani. So there were individuals.
We still have. It's called the gemach. I mean, people do this all the time, lending money without ribbis. It's.
Who habitually do it?
Like, yeah, Balei Chesed, our people. Such big hearts. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Im kesef talmas ami. Im doesn't mean if. Im means you're supposed to. No, im usually means if. Rashi writes a few times, im means you're supposed to. Okay, but let's get back over here. So he extends the time period for her to pay back in lieu of Kiddushin. Why is that valid? Explains the Rambam after the comma on the second line. Sharei yesh la hana me'ata lehishtamish b'milva. Now she has hana of using the milva ad seif zman shekava until the end of the term of the loan. And she got it extended, so she has extra time to enjoy the money. Also, lasses came in neshehu k'ribis. You shouldn't do it. It looks like ribbis. Says the Rambam, but others say a pshat, but it's not kedai to hear it. Okay, so the Rambam understood what is the two cases. A mekadesh b'milva is once you have the loan already. I say to you, hey, I'll forgive the loan if you marry me. That's a mekadesh b'milva. She has it already. Milva loyd saw nitna. Such a kesef kiddushin is no good. You gave her nothing, like Rashi said. But Rashi understood there's a separate thing called hanos mechilas milva. Not the cash itself, but the enjoyment of having the loan forgiven is like schoik lefonai rekod lefonai. Says the Rambam, nothing doing. Why are you splitting hairs? Am I kadesh with the money or with the hana of attaining the money? Doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? Or hana of extending the loan as opposed to forgiving the whole loan? Rather, the Rambam learns, no, at the beginning of the loan, when I'm giving her the money, I say, I'll extend for you the term of the loan if you use that as kesef kiddushin, or that extension that I gave you, which itself increases your enjoyment with the money for the extended term, that's what I'll give you as kesef kiddushin, says the Rambam, it works. Similarly, the Ravid has a slightly different pshat. We'll have to explain the Ravid, but the Ravid has a slightly different pshat than the Rambam, but also not the same as Rashi. He disagrees with Rashi. Look at the Ravid. Upir shi rabbeisai, dvarim shen roi l'shaman, Omar Avram. Harishonim pirshu kigoyin shigi esman hamilva lipara, says the Ravid. What is the pshat in the Gemara? He likes the rabbeisai. Who are the rabbeisai? Kigoyin shigi esman hamilva lipara. The time came to pay back the loan. She's on her way to pay the loan with her cashier's check, with her suitcase full of cash. She would give, though, pay money to get to keep the cash longer. She would pay someone to keep the loan longer, but she understands the term of the loan is up and she has to come pay it back. He says, you know what, keep it for an extra month. Use that hanas kesef kiddushin v'zehu de'arvich lo zimna v'kosh kein mashikos of who. Certainly what the Rambam says, he says, is correct. If you give it to her, and as you're giving her the cash, you extend the loan, the term of the loan, certainly that type of kiddushin would be good. But even says the Ravid, if you already gave her the loan, if she's on her way to pay it back, and at that point I extend it, then the Ravid says that is okay. That's good. But the case of Rashi, where she has the loan, and I just either mochel the whole loan, or I extend the term of the loan while she has it already, no, milvah lo yitzanin, the cash is not around. And don't start splitting hairs between the cash itself or the hanah of getting the cash. So the Ravid disagrees with Rashi. He doesn't go as far as the Rambam. He says it could even be she's on her way to pay it back, and then you extend the loan. So if you look at the Magen Mishnah, he explains that both of them are coming to exclude Rashi's pshat. Magen Mishnah shom the halachos, that's the Baal halachos gedolos, the Bahag. Piresh kigoyin demata zmane lemigba mina. The time has come to collect the loan. Va'arvach la zimna, he extends the loan. Va'amal abahi hanadim evrachna lech adzman pleni mikachali. In that hanah that I extended the loan for you, v'mekadosh mi v'ikashu lecha. Yeah, this is the problem with Rashi's pshat. Heichi alima hanos milva mi milfa gufa. How is the hanos milva any better than being mochel the entire loan? So he says, look, Kasha, you really could explain that. Hanos milva isa. There is hano right now from having the loan extended or having it forgiven. Olachim iskacha ba milva gufa lesit the tiskadosh ba. This is what Rashi said. You want to be makadosh with the cash itself, there's nothing there. Here there is something there. The hana is something that we can discuss. The kaimu milva loy tzadnin akam loshan alokos. Sounds like Rashi. V'yesh misha kasev de l'pirish zeh kol shekein. He says, most Rishonim says the Magen Mishnah disagree with this pshat. Im mochel la hamilva ba'atzma. If a mochel alone itself, amala hiskach li b'schar hana ha-samechila shehi mekudeshes. How could that be? If I forgive the whole loan, the cash, no, but if I say in the hana that it should be forgiven, it is okay. V'rabbeinu lo yashra be'enav divrei halachos di'ef sh'shatol yoyzeh hanas milva mimilva atzma. How could it be that hana of forgiving the loan is better than the cash itself? V'kevan de v'shasa kiddushin eno nosin l'adavar lo adav harvocha zman mimilva gufa. Extending the term of the loan, the enjoyment of having the loan extended, cannot be better than being mekadosh with the cash itself. V'chein das v'benu chananel, and therefore the Rambam offers a different shot. But he says the Ramban and the Rashba agree with Rashi. Okay, so we have a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Three-way Machlokes Rishonim. Mekadosh b'milva, everyone agrees, refers to the cash itself. You can't be Mekadosh with that, that's gone. It's not here. Hanos milva works, but you shouldn't do it because it's Haramas Ribis. The Gemara describes Hanos milva as the Arvich Lazim, that you extended the term. So Rashi says that means the hana of extending the term, not the cash itself, but the hana of extending the term is like schoik lefanai, rekai lefanai, dance before me, such a, that's called a shovek kesef. So she would pay somebody to extend the term of the loan, so in lieu of that money that she would have paid somebody else, I'll extend it for you as kesef kiddushin. The Rambam disagrees and he says, how could the hana of extending the loan be any better than giving her the cash itself, or forgiving the cash itself? So therefore, the Rambam interpreted the Gemara differently, that it means at the time of the loan. Mekadosh b'milva means I'm mekadosh her with forgiving a loan that she already got. Hanos milva means at the time of the giving of the loan, I extended the term. As she's taking the cash, I said, I'll give you an extra time to pay it back if you'll be mekadosh me with that hana of extending the term. But it was at the time of the giving of the cash. And the Ravid goes even further than the Rambam, but not like Rashi. He says, doesn't have to be at the time of the giving of the cash, but if you already gave the loan and she's already on her way to pay it back because she's got the cash in hand, you can also do that. Extend the term of the loan, and then there's a hana of extending the term of the loan, be mekadosh.
How is extending the loan at the time where she's giving it back really such a pleasure for her? She already has the money to pay it back. Like, what if she want to get it off her chest rather than...
No, she'd rather go back and invest it, or whatever she's earning. Now she can. Yeah, I assume she's earning more than the ribbons. Yeah, what?
What would the Tosfos say about what the Rambam is saying?
Tosfos Shita? We haven't mentioned Tosfos Shita.
Oh, why is there a reason why the Rambam and
Rabbi
neither mentioned Tosfos Shita?
What's Tosfos Shita?
Maybe
I misread
Tosfos. Didn't Tosfos
Shita
say that, like, there's a third party
coming in? Well, we'll get to the third party in a second. There's a whole different sugya mezayim beis if I give her a third party loan. It's a whole different thing. We'll get to your point, but it's not an in that he's not offering an explanation of what hanas milva is as opposed to mekadesh b'milva. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. The problem is, Rabbi, you say, according to the Rambam, why is Rashi's pshat no good? Why is it any different than Schaik Lefanai, Rekai Lefanai? We said the Gemara says later on, as I'm a Gimel Med Aleph, that I can say to a woman, says to me, dance before me, make a joke before me, I'll be Makadesh with that Hana that, you know, that you entertained me. So why is this no good? How come Rambam disagrees with Rashi? Yeah, I understand the splitting hairs, but isn't Rashi right? Isn't it no different than Schaik Lefanai, Rekai Lefanai? That why can't he be Makadesher with the Hana of extending the loan? She would have paid somebody money to do that, just like she would have paid an entertainer to entertain her, a musician, or whatever, you know. Why can't we argue that if she would have paid somebody to extend the loan, or would have paid somebody to forgive the loan, that if you're not being Makadesher with the cash itself, but the Hana of getting the extension, the Hana of getting the loan forgiven, that should work. The same as Schaik Lefanai, Rekai Lefanai. Why does the Rambam disagree with Rashi? Rashi is splitting hairs between the money itself and the Hana of having the loan forgiven. But why does the Rambam see that as different than Schaik Lefanai, Rekai Lefanai? Yeah.
Well, are you allowed to pay somebody to extend the loan? Or is that?
Sure. Could pay somebody to convince you to extend the loan. If I pay you to extend the loan, that's called ribis. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about he's going to extend the loan in lieu of Kiddushin. So that looks like ribis. So Rashi says, since you would have paid somebody to do that, it still looks like ribis. It shouldn't be done, but you extended it in lieu of getting Kiddushin in return. So that's exactly what Rashi says. That's the case. And the Rambam says, no, that's different than Schaik Lefanai or Rekai Lefanai. Why is it so different? Or why is it the Hana of having the loan forgiven? I understand the cash itself, you can't be Mekadosh with it. That's gone. But why does the Rambam disagree with Rashi? Why is he find Rashi's position so untenable that being Mekadesh with the Hana of having the loan forgiven, not the cash itself, we understand it's a little bit semantics, but having the loan, Hana of having the loan forgiven, why does the Rambam find that that pshat too difficult to accept? Another problem with the Rambam is that the Rambam himself seems to contradict himself. Look over here in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Mechira Halacha Da'ot. It says the Rambam, not with regards to Kiddushin, but with regards to Kinyan Kesef. Misha Hayla Chay Veitzel Chaveroi. Person has an outstanding loan by his friend. Va'omar Loi. Mechar Li Chavis Shal Yayin. Sell me this bottle of wine. V'chayv Sheyesh Li Etzlecha. You have an outstanding loan by me. You owe me money. But you have a wonderful vintage of wine that I would love to have. So I say, you know what? Give me the bottle of wine and I'll forgive the loan. He's not saying, give me the wine as payment to Shavu Kesef. That's a whole different story. He says, I'll buy the wine from you with my forgiving of the loan. Again, Mishay lo chavetz l'chaver, v'amalo, mechar li, sell me. Chavetz sholyai, not that he's paying him back with the wine. Mechar li, sell me the wine, chavetz sholyai, mechayv sheyesh li etzlecha. In lieu of the chayv that you have outstanding by me. They both agree. What would you say based on our learning over here by Mesechta's Kiddushin of Hilchas Kiddushin? Should this sale work? Huh? Rabbi say, anybody want to guess? Should it work? You can see it in front of you that it does. But why should it not? Why should it not? Why?
It's a form of exchange.
We know that. But what am I giving you? You're giving me a bottle of wine. What am I giving you? I'm forgiving the loan. Should that work?
No.
What? Milva, right, son? But what does the Rambam say? Not that. Hareze kamisha nasan hadamim ata. It's like you gave the money now. What did the guy that gave the money now? What happened to Milva, right, son? We just said the money's not around. She spent it already. You can't be Makadosher with forgiving the loan. Yet when it comes to Mechira, the Rambam holds it's okay. And look at the Rambam. He starts jumping up and down. Lo yadati. Ze Lama. Why is this true? Hare Hishwa Gainim Kula Milva Light Sunina. The Anakinasinas Mos Klaw. This does not work by Kiddushin, says the Raven, and doesn't work by Mecher either. The Anakinasinas Mos Klaw. The Haki Amin be Kiddushin, the Shavim be Mecher. Mecher and Kiddushin are the same. The E Milva Light Sunina be Mecher, Mamai Kana. If the Milva is gone, the cash is gone, how can you make a kinyan by Mechira? So Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. How do we understand the Rambam? Okay, Rabbi, say two kashas on the Rambam. One kasha is, why can't I be Mekadesh? I understand the cash is gone. But yet the Rambam holds in Hilchos Mechira, you can buy stuff with that cash that's gone. You can be Makadah, you could buy something with the being Mochel alone, forgiving the loan with the cash. That's called Kinyan Kesef. How come it's no good by Kiddushin? Moreover, why can't the Hanoah of forgiving the loan, like Rashi tried to kvetch in, the Hanoah of forgiving the loan, or the Hanoah of extending the loan, be equated, the equivalent of Schoik Lefanai, Rekur Lefanai? I'm giving you a Hanoah, form of benefit that you would have paid for. So why can't that be valid? And again, how does the Rambam distinguish between Kiddushin and Mecher? See, the Achorinim explain, it's really found in Avnei Miluim already has this. In Simchav Ches, if you've gotten the Tez Zayin, you can look it up. Famous explanation of Avnei Miluim. So Baruch Be'er quotes the same thing in the name of Reb Chaim. It's already found in Avnei Miluim. And that is that the Rambam has a unique perspective on Kesef Kiddushin. The Rambam holds, yes, Milvaloi, Tzadnitna, but I could be Makadish, buy something with that cash. If I say I forgive the loan, if you sell me something, that's valid Kinyan Kesef. It's as if the Kesef is around. The Bible lights on, and it doesn't mean the Kesef is not around. I could use the Kesef. The Kesef is around. It's just no good for Kiddushin. Why? Because look at the Rambam. Right? On the end of the second line, back, Perek Hei, Hilchos Jesus Shalachot Hezvav, says the Rambam, that when I'm extending the loan as I'm giving you the cash, that's good Kiddushin. Why? After the comma. Sha're yesh la hano me'ata lehishtamish b'mil v'zu atzayv z'man shakava. She has hano of using the money until the end of the term, the extended term. The Rambam seems to be of the opinion that for Kesef Kiddushin, it's not enough just to give Kesef. A milva is also considered to be Kesef. You can have a mechira, you can affect the sale with a milva. The Rambam seems to hold for Kesef Kiddushin, you need a Kesef, which provides some measure of enjoyment that you didn't previously have. So if I forgive a loan, you don't have any, enjoyment. There's nothing that you can do now that you couldn't do before. There's nothing that you got now that you didn't have before. I don't know, maybe peace of mind, but you don't have anything tangible. Skype Lefanai, Rekai Lefanai, sit with me, give me company, dance with me before me, or entertain me. So that's a form of hana, tangible hana I'm giving you now. But yet the forgiving the loan, or the hana of forgiving the loan itself is cash. The loan itself is Kinyan Kesef. If the Rambam holds, you can make a mechira by forgiving the loan. The problem there is not that the loan is gone. The problem there is that there's nothing tangible to benefit from that you didn't have already. You had the cash already. That's nothing new. I'm not giving you anything new. And for Kesef Kiddushin, it has to be Kesef Sheyesh by Hano, not just Kesef. Kesef is good for every other Kenyan Kesef. By Kiddushin, you need Kesef Sheyesh by Hano. Yeah.
How does Schleich Lefanai work? Like, it's not Kesef Shtarovia.
It's Shove Kesef.
That's Shove Kesef.
Yeah, I'm providing services for you. Services rendered. It's like a form of equivalent form of cash. Services. Yeah.
What's that?
Adam Plasha?
There's not really.
Also, I know. That's like Schreiblefanai, Rekoy Lefanai. I'm providing the service for you of accepting your gift. Yeah. Okay. When she gets to walk around, T-shirt, King accepted my gift, But you got something you didn't have before. What do you have now? The cash. You had the cash already. So this is some zero. Yeah, nothing. Says the Rambam, that's no good. It has to be Kesef Sheyesh Bano. Look at Rabbi Baruch Be'er over here in the Birkas Shmuel, Kiddushin Siman Daled, Mavur B'daitoi. Shamal V'be'emes Nikra Guf Mamon. A milva is called money. You can make a kinyan with that. Sheyesh La'etzer Guf Mamon. When you have an outstanding loan, you have money. El Debi Kiddushin Ba'ina Guf Mamon Kayim Le'hanos Boy. You need money that you can enjoy. And even though she has money, she cannot enjoy it. It's already spent. That's why milva doesn't work by kiddushin. Even though it's yours, you can buy something with it. Ulam bekidushin loy ma'ani mishum de bepruta migzeres hakosav beina davar kaim lehanasba. You need cash. You can enjoy this. You cannot enjoy. Ulafiza necha mashe betchilas ha'alva. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Okay, this is similar. what Adim has mentioned before. This is similar to Taisus Pshat and Daf Mem Zayin Mabez, where Taisus said, yes, you can't be Makadesh by forgiving an outstanding loan, but if I transfer a third-party loan to her, someone else owes me money, and I say, instead of paying me, pay her, and I'm Makadesh her, with the fact that Yenim is going to pay her now, that is new Hana. I can be Makadesh with that. A milva is cash. Milva is cash. It is Kesef. You can have a Mecher. The problem is, forgiving an outstanding loan, she gets nothing new. Here, if I provide her with a third-party loan, she did get something new. Such a kiddushin can be valid. That's what Taisa said in Daf Mem Zayin Mabez. Aval shtar chayv dida ain't mekudeshes. Shtar chayv of a cherim is mekudeshes. Shtar chayv dida. Asks Taisa, my shna ha vaha idi v'idi milvahi. They're both forms of halvos of loans. V'yeshloim adavade milva dida shekanoso kvar. That which she already has. You can't be mekudesh with her. Ain't a nice in lashum davar chadash. They were already hers. You're giving her something new she didn't previously have, and then the Kiddushin can be valid. And that's how the Rambam holds by all Kesef Kiddushin. It has to be, not just by Milva, it has to be Kesef Sheyesh by Hana, something where you're giving her a new form of benefits, something new. Here you gave her nothing new. But Milva is Kenyan Kesef when it comes to other Mechiros, and it can work. What then does the Rambam hold by extending the term of the loan? So it fits very well. Look at the Rambam. He said, when is Hanas Milva that the Kiddushin is valid, but you shouldn't do so because it looks like Haramas Ribis? What is that case according to the Rambam? As I'm handing her the cash, I say to her, I'll give you extra time to pay me back. In lieu of that, Hana, marry me. So why is that case any better? Rabbi said, why is that case any better? You know, she's getting the cash now. I got it now. She's like, He says, wait. I'll give you extra time if you marry me. Give me the money. You know? She's getting something new. So, okay. Now she's getting something new. So look at her Baruch Meir. He explains this. Two lines from the bottom in the Birka Shmuel. That's why at the beginning of the loan, she is Mekudosh. There is something now for her to enjoy. Vizeo Shekasav Harambam. Sheyesh lo hanome ato. She has hanor now with hishtamish b'milva zu as manshikava. To use this milva until the time that has been allotted. So she has extra time and she's got the cash to prove it. You know, she's got something to enjoy that she didn't have before, and now she's getting to enjoy it for even longer. That's called hanos milva, but you shouldn't do that. It looks like ribbis. Okay, so according to the Rambam, what we have is the following, is that it's not enough for a kiddushin to use kesef. A milva is called kesef. Forgiving a loan is called kesef when it comes to mechira. By kiddushin, you need more. You need kesef sheyesh bo hana. Now I'm aware that we learn kesef kiddushin from where? We learn kesef kiddushin, kicha miste yefron, from kinyan kesef of karka. So shouldn't they really be the same? That's a problem for the Rambam. But the Rambam seems to distinguish between the two. By kinyan kesef, it's as long as it's kesef, and a milva forgiving the loan is called kesef. Well, milva loitzah nitna is only relevant to by kiddushin. What that means is there's nothing here now tangible for her to be nana from. She already had the money. It's already gone. If you give her a third party loan, or as I'm giving her the cash, I extend the loan, or schaik lefanai, recur lefanai, then I'm giving her something new. The Ravid seems to have a unique perspective on this. Because the Ravid, you know, the Ravid at one point agrees with the Rambam. He doesn't subscribe to Rashi's opinion. So he seems to be of the opinion that you need kesef sheyesh by hana when it comes to kiddushin. But yet he understands that but he equates kiddushin with kinyan kesef. He doesn't go for the Rambam's distinction in Perek Zayin Mechira Lachadal, this is halacha dafka by kiddushin. The Ravid seems to understand that this is halacha by all kinyan kesef, that you need kesef sheyesh by hana, kesef that I can enjoy, something new. And if you just forgive the loan, you're not getting anything new. The Ravid seems to equate kinyan kesef with kesef kiddushin. Both you need kesef sheyesh by hana. That works better. The whole drush of kesef by kiddushin is learned that from kinyan kesef. The Ravid, though, introduced a new chiddush. The Ravid in Perek Hay of Hilchos Ish Halachat Hezvav, with the one we read already, said, what is the case of Hanas Milva? The woman is coming to pay back the loan. She's on her way. She's got the cash in hand, the suitcase full of cash to pay back. And before she pays it back, he says, wait, keep the loan for an extra month to be Mekadesh me with that Hanah that I extended you the time. The Ravid holds that's called Kesef Sheyesh Bahana. Why is that called Kesef Sheyesh Bahana? Because she has cash in hand now. Yeah, but she had that cash already. So apparently the Ravid holds when I'm on my way back to pay a loan, even if I haven't yet handed it over, Kesef Mizumanim Lefreya, the fact that I have it in hand ready to pay back is as if I paid it back already. That's how Baruch Be'er learns Pshat in the Ravid. He agrees fundamentally with the Rambam, meaning Kesef Sheyesh Bahana, and he takes it even further, even by Kinyan Kesef. Because in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Mechira doesn't distinguish like the Rambam. Milva is no good, there's no Hana. You need Kesef Sheyesh Bahana. But he holds, if I'm on my way to pay it back, it's as if I already paid it back, and by you saying to me you can keep it for longer, is the same as the Rambam extending the loan at the beginning of the loan. I have now cash that I can enjoy, and even though I haven't paid it back yet, the fact that I'm ready to pay it back is as if I paid it back already, yeah.
Would you take that as far as to say, like, if someone stole the money, then it would be as if you paid it back already? Or is it like, just in terms of...
A third party stole it. He stole a ganef. So he's saying, who did he steal it from?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, the Ravid evokes this concept elsewhere. This seems to prove the point of the Ravid. Look at Perek Vav, Hilchos Ma'al V'Lei V'Loch Gimel, where Baruch Be'er makes this point. Says the Rambam, Hayru Rabbeisai, Shamal Ves Chaveroi. Let's say you did this by ribis. How could you have this case by ribis? I say to you, you're on your way to pay back a loan, or let's say the loan is outstanding. You're supposed to owe me the money today, September 20th. And I say, you know what? Keep it a little bit extra long. You know, keep it an extra few weeks, but let me use your apartment in Yerushalayim for Yom Nevi'im. So now, is that ribis? Now we said, in order for something to be ribis, it has to be negotiated when? When does it have to be ribis? When does it have to be negotiated? At the beginning of the loan. Okay? So I say to you, you know what? Keep the money. Keep the money. You say September 20th is coming up. You're supposed to pay me back. I say, you know what? I'm going to Yerushalayim. You have an apartment, whatever it is, in a German colony. I say, you know what? Keep the money. Extra 2 months. Enjoy it over Yom Tov. Let me stay in your apartment. So now I'm getting a fringe benefit. I'm going to get my money back, and I'm going to get Yusuf an apartment. That should have been ribis. But the issue is, it was only arranged in the middle of the loan, not at the outset of the loan. So the Rambam says, Hey, Rabbi Isai, Shamal v'skaveru v'achar zman tova chayvoi, September 20th, pay up, v'amaloi haloi v'adar b'chatzeri ad sha'akzu l'cha chayvcha. I say, you know what? Take your load off. Go to my apartment, Yerushalayim. We'll talk about the loan when you get back. It has to be negotiated the assets. I say, come to you, pay me back. You say, you know, you're so uptight, look at you, you're a ball of stress. Go to Yerushalayim, enjoy it over Yom Tov, we'll talk after. My husband, don't worry. So that's ribis, you're receiving a fringe benefit on top of the loan back, but it wasn't arranged at the beginning, so Ram calls that avak ribis. It's like the dust of ribis. It's not real ribis, but it's sort of interest. Says the Ravid, Chaye Roishi. The life of my head. Meaning he can't possibly figure out what's going on. Lo yofeh hoire. He said, this is not a good psak. Shem higiyaz mana piron. If the guy has come, the time is to collect the loan, and the guy's on his way to pay it back, if he has money ready to pay it back, it says, if you paid it back, now when I say to you, take the money for an extra month, but let me use your apartment in Yerushalayim. That's like a new loan, and it's the beginning of the loan, and in lieu of the extra time that I'm giving you, I want your apartment in Yerushalayim. Does taste ribis day rice, that's real ribis. Because it's like a new loan is starting when you're ready to pay it back. As the Ravid says, just like by Kiddushin. Dam yovi Kiddushin yochichu. What is Kiddushin? His case by Kiddushin. What was his case by Kiddushin? A guy's on his way to pay it back. The woman's on her way to pay it back. He says, keep it for an extra month and we'll get married. So the Gemara says that that is valid Kiddushin. It's Kesef Sheyesh Bahana, but it looks like ribis. So says the Ravid, so to over here. This is like you're on your way to pay it back. That's like a new loan. That's like negotiating ribis at the beginning of the loan. That could be much more serious than the Rambam describes. The Ravid holds, whenever you have money ready to pay back, that's like you paid it back already. If I let you keep it for an extra period of time, then that's like I'm giving it back to you. So the Rambam and the Ravid really are in agreement that for, you know, one issue, and that is when it comes to kesef kiddushin, you need kesef sheyesh b'hana, kesef that provides some form of new benefit. Rashi held no. You got the benefit of enjoying the, you know, enjoyment of the relief that the loan was forgiven, or the enjoyment of having the term of the loan extended. Not the cash itself. The cash itself you can't use, but the enjoyment of having the loan extended is like Sveiko Fanai Rekai Lefanai. And the Rambam holds no. You didn't give her anything new. The Rambam would disagree too. You have to give them something new. She has to have something tangible that she can enjoy for a kiddushin. It can't be just peace of mind that you forgave the loan. That's no good. But the Rambam limits that to kiddushin. When it comes to mecher, the Rambam holds forgiving a loan is itself like cash. That's like Kenyan kesef. Could be used in any other area except for kiddushin. You need kesef sheyesh b'hana. We can understand that part of the psychology of kiddushin is she has to receive something. Everyone's going to ask her, what'd you get for getting married, you know? And she's going to say, well, I got my loan forgiven. Wow. You know, don't you feel better? Yeah, she wants something to walk around talk about, you know, speak about, I got this, you know. For kiddushin, it makes her feel better. Maybe, you know, she's not semich das. But the Ravid holds, no, this is halacha by all Kenyan Kesef. Bein b'kiddush and bein b'mecher. You have to give them something tangible to enjoy, to be called Kenyan Kesef. He doesn't accept the Rambam's distinction. It's by Kenyan Kesef and by kiddushin. But the Ravid has an additional chiddush. And that is, if I'm on my way to pay it back, it's as if I paid it back already. And if you let the woman keep it then for an extra month, it's like you gave her new cash that she can enjoy. Because it's like she already paid it back by letting her keep it longer. I'm extending the loan. It's like I gave her something new. Yeah.
Going back to other questions, like there's not, first of all, there's nothing tangible, but anyway.
There is.
But there's no kesa. Like it's not kesa. There's no like monetary value to like you accepting. It's not like, well, somebody would pay money for like an purpose and accept it. Like,
well, I don't know if it translates into our context, that kind of benefit. Meaning, would you pay anybody to accept a gift from you? So then you don't understand the whole Adam Chash. I mean, the Gemara says this was a big thing that she would get married for allowing the, you know. We don't care. We don't have really that kind of higher, you know, that kind of hierarchical social distinctions that we you know, it's such a big thing for someone from one social class to give to something to another social class. We don't really have those kind of distinctions in our environment.
It doesn't seem like there's any like monetary value. Like there's enough.
I agree with you but I think you're coming. We are all one orientation. In the Gemara's time, there was a big divide between social classes. And if I got someone from a different social class to have anything to do with me, that was like a big deal. It was like an in, you know.
Would that apply nowadays?
Like networking. What?
Would that apply nowadays?
Do we even have Adam Khashoggi, you're saying? Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
And also, does the lesson of the Shavar Prusa, does that have to be like objectively it's worth more, or to you specifically?
Someone would pay for this. It's a marketable skill.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be a marketable skill.
You have like something that's worthless, but like it was owned by a movie star. So like to some people that would be worth a lot of money.
You're asking a different question. It's like sentimental value called value in Halacha, which is a very big topic. Okay. I mean, let's say I destroy your picture, you know, the one picture you had of your great, you know, ancestor. So the picture to anybody else in the world is worth garnish. People would probably, you know, wrap fish in it. But for you, this is like, you know, so that's the question, is how to determine value based on what you view it or what the world views it. It's a big question. Yeah.
Would the rabbit say that with Filas, the Milva, you can marry the girl because let's say she has the money in the Zuma?
Yeah, only in that case, though. Because then she has something tangible that's new. You'll say it's not new, she had it already. It says the Ravid, no, because when I'm on my way to pay it back, it's as if I paid it back and now you gave it back to me. The Ravid doesn't hold of that, but the Ravid says if when I'm giving her the cash for the first time, I extend the loan, then she has something new, tangible to enjoy, and then that would be called Hanas Mil. The Avni Miluim continues with his Shir Kloli, and he claims that the Ravid goes to Shitasa with regards to another Sugya and Ardaf. Look, six lines from the bottom. Gemara says, what about marrying a woman with a matana manas lahachzir? Matana manas lahachzir means I give it to you on condition that you give it back. Matana manas lahachzir, says the Gemara. This is in the conclusion. The Gemara goes back and forth about it. But the Gemara concludes, Shma matana, it's a valid matana. Da'ama rava. Heilach esrik zeh. Take this esrik, and on the first day yontif, you need lochem. Pasuk says, lochakim lochem, but yom erishon, it has to belong to you. If it's borrowed, it's no good. Hey, the esrog examine ashtachzi reuli. Take this esrog, but you to matana manas lahachzi, you have to give it back. Natalai vechziro yotza. If you take it, you give it back. We're both yotze lachem. It's called yours. Vim lav, if you don't give it back, lo yotze. You were not yotze because you didn't fulfill the condition, in which case it was never yours in the first place. So matana menas lahaksir is considered to be a valid form of matana in all areas of halacha. Elam ravashi b'kuhu kani. It's valid in all areas of halacha for pidina ben and for mechira and many other areas. Lebar mi isha, but not kesef kiddushin. Lefisha ein isha nikneis b'chalipin. Woman cannot get married with chalipin. What is this? What's chalipin, Rabbi Yisrael? You remember that? What's chalipin? Kinyan Suda. What do? I give you the Suda, you give it back. Now, that Kinyan Suda is not really how the Kinyan takes place. I'm not being Makadish you with the handkerchief. That's symbolic of me accepting upon myself an obligation to pay money. But why is Kesef, why is Chalipin no good? Why is Chalipin no good? Could we use a cloth less than a Shavaputa? Is this really the same as that? I mean, I'm giving you something that's worth more than a Shavaputa. I'm giving you something that's worth way more than a Shavaputa. Way more than a Shavaputa. So why is this really the same as Chalipin? It's really the same as Chalipin. It's not the same as Chalipin at all. Rabbi said, look at the Ramban. There's no Chalipin going on over here. I'm giving you this ring to keep, this museum piece. Keep it for 2 days, enjoy it, okay. And then be mekadesh me with that. Aval mixas nuschos garsin, gzeira shema yoimu isha niknis b'chalipin. It's a gzeira. People will say, it looks like chalipin. You're giving me something, you're giving it back. That looks like chalipin. Vizu girsi yashar, vizu girsis rabbeinu haigun, v'sefer ha-mecha. So the Ramban holds, this is only also, it only doesn't work midrabanan. So the Kiddushin would be valid with a matana amanas lahachzer. I gave it to you, you enjoyed it for a few days, give it back, a few minutes, whatever, you give it back, matana amanas lahachzer, Kiddushin is valid, midoraisa. Yes.
So instead of going back, there's a few dafas, the chalipin doesn't work because it doesn't work to be Makadish Isha because
it's an inferior kinyan.
Because you could use a kli that's less than.
Yes.
But why? Does the fact that a kli is less than Shavuot matter? Because anyone watching a kinyan, a chalipin, understands that the kli is not actually being.
Because it's an inferior kinyan. It's this pasnished. Are you going to give me a handkerchief? I'm going to be married?
Didn't you say it was.
You blew your nose in the handkerchief and gave it to me, and now we're married?
Don't we say it's objectively a ganai because of the fact that a kli can be less than the Shavuot to effect a kinyan?
So the kinyan itself is an inferior kinyan, and that woman's not going to be mocking herself with such an inferior kinyan.
No, but I'm saying, I'm challenging the reason why I say it's an inferior kinyan. I don't understand the validity behind that reason. You said it's a
denial. Okay, but you're asking a question on chalipin. But leave chalipin aside. Let's get back to matana menas lahachzer. See, the Gemara says it's similar to chalipin. It says Ramban midrabanan. Midrabanan is clearly not the same. I gave you a matana, and now you're giving it back. That's true. But I gave you a diamond ring. I'm saying, as matana menas lahachzer. Okay, so you have to give it back. I understand. But I gave it to you. So the Ramban says, yeah, you're right. The Kiddushin is valid midrabanan, not valid midrabanan. Yeah.
But didn't we say that the Ramban chalipin was that, like, not really giving anything up because you're just getting it right. So there's that idea where you have to.
Okay, we're getting there. But look at the Rambam, Rabbi Yisrael. Says the Rambam. Not the Rabbanon. Even if she returns it, the Kiddushin is not valid. If you didn't return it, you took it under false pretenses. You only got it on the understanding you're going to return it. Why is the Kiddushin no good? Rabbi said, you're really giving her something. A matana menas lahachzer is yours for the period of time that you have it. That's a machlekes, famous machlekes. You have to be aware of this. You cannot learn this daf gemara without knowing this machlekes. But the Ksais HaChoshen and Simen Reish Mem Aleph have cut and out quotes from the Rosh and the Ritva who say, Matana Menas LaHakse. What's the Pshat, Rabbi, say Matana Menas LaHakse? We can, Lama Zogin HaChakira, we can say HaChakira. What is the Pshat, Matana Menas LaHakse? Is it yours now with the condition that you return it? Or is it yours only for a period of time? Meaning, is it yours now fully, but you might, you know, you have to return it? Or it's not really, you know, it's yours, but just for this period of time?
It seems like it's yours now fully.
Says Machlekes. He quotes from the Rosh and the Ritva, who say it's yours now fully. Varaya is, you could be Yaitse, that would mean him. I give it to you as a matana manasa haksa, that you give it back on the first day Sukkot, you need lachem, that's called lachem. So it must be it's fully yours with the condition that you return it. But then if you look at the last line, the Ksais disagrees on his own. He says, it's yours for a period of time. I gave it to you until you fulfilled your mitzvah. And now it comes back to being mine. Okay, two ways of looking at it. But either way, according to the Rosh and the Ritva, it's mamish yours. It's yours completely for the period of time that you have it. It's completely yours. There's no time limit on it. There's a stipulation attached there. You know, fine print. You got to return it. Okay. But it's yours completely, lachem, for the alamim, the whole story. Why is the kiddush and no good midaraisa? Says the Rambam, why not? Because harei loinenes v'igil yodaklum. Says the Avnei Miluim, that's the sheet of the Rambam again rearing its head. The Rambam holds for kesef kiddushin, it's not good enough that you gave kesef. This is kesef. Matan manasa achzer, you can make a kinyan with it, you can make a yoytze pinyan ben with it, you can be a truma with it. But when it comes to kiddushin, no. Why is kiddushin so different? The answer is because by kiddushin you don't just need kesef, you need kesef that has hanah. She can enjoy. And here, there is no enjoyment in getting it for 10 minutes and having to give it back. She didn't get anything that she can enjoy. A little bit of time, she can enjoy it, but that's not... bottom line, she gets nothing, and by kiddushin is not good enough to have a kinyan, is not good enough to have it when she, since she can't keep it, that's called not kesef shohana. Yeah.
So according to the Ketzos, in the case in the Gemara, that you lend someone an etrog, and then they use it, and they don't give it back. According to the Ketzos, that should work though, because it was yours for that period of time. The fact that you're knocking it back and stealing it doesn't retroactively.
Then makes you a ganef.
But it doesn't change the fact that it was still yours when you did the mitzvah.
You were a ganef.
How? You're not a ganef. It's not retroactive.
You didn't take it out of your mind to give it back.
No, but the source is saying that it's yours for a specific period
of time. I say to you, it's yours for a specific period of time. Yes. And you cut and take it, get on an airplane, goodbye.
Okay. So
you just stole it.
Yeah, but in the Gemara, like, let's say it's
now it's a lulav hagazal.
So if Sukkot starts on a Wednesday, and I give you that drug on Monday, and take it back to me next Monday, fine. So when I do the actual mitzvah on Wednesday, then according to the Ketzos,
no, because you took it initially having not in mind to give it back. That's called a gan.
Well, okay, you can easily get around that. Say I had in mind to give it back, and something, and then I changed my mind.
Okay, but that's not what the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara is discussing either if you gave it back, it shows you had a mind to give it back. If you didn't give it back, it shows you didn't have a mind to give it back.
I thought the Gemara was like more in line with the
no.
First meaning of the Ritva.
The simple pshat is like the Rosh and the Ritva.
Yeah.
It's mine completely. But that just raises the problem for the Rambam more. Why then is Kiddusha no good? If it's literally yours, completely, forever, with one little detail, that you got to return it. So if it's really yours, though, completely, then why is Kiddusha no good? So it just underscores the point further, and that is that it's because it's Yini Kesef Shohana, yeah.
Don't we say Aim tonight?
Yeah.
So... here, he's giving her a
kiddushin ways with a conditional kiddushin means I say to you, we should be married.
Right. For if you don't go to your father's house for
30 days. Right, other
so
things.
Here I'm
that's later
we should
on.
Be married if you take this matana and then give it back to me.
That's not a stipulation in the marriage. That's a stipulation about the money. You're talking about if I create a marriage which has nooks and crannies to it, which has contour, if you do this, then in the marriage, it's not a tanai in the marriage. This is a tanai. You're able to keep the money for such a period of time. It's a different concept. Yeah.
And what if you actually do accomplish something, like with the case of a lulav? The only reason you want is to get the mitzvah. And then once you fill that,
the Ramban asked that. Don't you really get a pruta? Wouldn't people pay a pruta to rent jewelry, for a certain period of time? Ramban asked that later on, and that piece in the Ramban.
It's even more concrete because you only want.
Yeah, and people would rent jewelry. They do rent jewelry. So he says, wouldn't people? Isn't that worth a shavu pruta to have it even for 10 minutes? So the Ramban claims no, that's not called. It's never worth a pruta to have it. You can look at the Ramban asked that very same question. But either way, we understand where the Rambam's coming from. It's not kesef. Would you have the typical hana, or maybe psychologically there is no enjoyment at all. If she knows she has to give it back, maybe there is no enjoyment.
But I'm saying, like, let's say he says, I'll give you this, my lulav, you know, for...
People would rent that for money.
Yeah, because that's what you can't fulfill the mitzvah.
Right. So, right, that's the Ramban answer. You can look at it. The Ramban answer question, he doesn't give a great answer. But he says it's never worth a pruta. Okay. Maybe yes, maybe no. Debatable. Okay, shkayach rabbeinu.